Oh, I did want to ask the community if they were listening in Nashik, and there was some celebration on August 31st. If you have videos or photos, please let me know, because I would like to post them up. That's it. I took a video of the different videos that I had over the years, especially the one, the devotees by the ocean. I really love that one. And then different, but basically Arati Ramakanta to for the words and everything, and I put it online. But and I actually did that night, August 31st, was watching on the big TV here with headphones the first Punyathi, I think it's called, the first death anniversary or leaving the body anniversary. And I watched that. But yeah. Just like I like New Year's Eve to watch all the talks and just keep it on like a loop on the TV while I'm sitting there and just go through all the talks over and over until you get that just kind of absorption in your selfless self, like just total devotion. Absorbed in devotion.
John,
Yes.
but still, how much with all this understanding, still the waking stage looks so real. It's like a spell. No, this is not true, this is not true.
Well, in dream, it appears very real too.
Definitely, but you wake up, no, then you delete so quickly.
Exactly. You wake up and you realize, oh, all this stuff that appeared so true was not true. When you know yourself in a real sense, these appearances, they appear very real. Everything appears very real. But you know it's not true. You're formless. I just posted a thing on Instagram. Maharaj says you're giving shape to the shapeless and identity to the unidentified identity. And so, in dream, it seems very real. You say, yeah, but when you wake up, you know it's not real. Well, when you know yourself in a real sense, even though this waking dream seems very real, you know it cannot be. How can this that you are, even presence, not even your own self, but just the first the layer of illusion, the sense I exist, or the sense of existence, just I, on which this entire world appears. That itself is formless. So, if there's form within the formlessness, then the things that are going on or the appearances of the forms have nothing to do with the formlessness. Just as the space in the room has no, it can't be affected. It could be, like Maharaj says, the toilet or the ashram. And the walls come down, space is space. It's mind-created concepts that say this is toilet, this is ashram. It's separated by these walls. The space in the room, the space in the toilet is different. No, it's not. And the same, when you know yourself in a real sense, even identifying with just presence, you say, okay, this just I, this subtle sense of existence, this I am, whatever you want to call it, Holy Spirit, I identify with this more than the body. So immediately world is tossed because you're saying you're more like the presence than you are the body that's within the presence. So nothing in this form-based existence can affect you. It's all occurring within you. But you don't know that at the time. Like, it's not like your conviction is, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. Through self-recognition, recognition and the projection, the realization because of it's self-evident that you are, knock, knock on the door, nobody's there, but somebody had to be there to say somebody's there. You had to be there for the sense of existence to appear. On this sense of existence, this presence, whatever you want to speak of the words, this world is projected. And so, even if you're just, and see, identifying with presence is still not quite correct because you're there to identify as presence. But the knowingness that's self-evident is presence appears to that you are. The sense of existence appears to you. Presence, the illusory layers on presence. The body form you're holding to be able to interact in the illusory world, just as when you lay down at sleep at night, the body form you're holding in order to be able to interact with the dream world. But it's not true. At nighttime, we know, okay, the physical body is laying down, and somehow a dream world is being projected that seems like it's form-based, but it's formless. You know this when you wake up. It's your consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You're dreaming this form-based reality. And then you wake up. Oh, couldn't have been. You can't take anything out of the dream with you here. Maybe in dream you're able to fly. You can't fly in this waking state here. But it's the one that you are imagining. The consciousness is creating these forms and you're animating and creating the story based on identification with one of those little dream bodies. And the same is true here. This little dream body is allowing you to see this waking dream and interact within this waking dream. But when you know yourself in a real sense, All of this is myself. All of this is within your own self. And accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no nothing, nothing, nothing is there. No disciple, no I, no you, no he, she, it, nothing. Accept your selfless self. When this body can no longer sustain your essence, you won't see through this particular vantage point, but you'll still very much be. The same presence that's in each one of the bodies is the same presence. Bodies are just the walls. We have the wall of John, the wall of Alan, the wall of Mahesh. It's each wall, but there's presence, the space in every single. Tear down these walls. No more John, no more any of us. 100 years from now, presence is. And there will be different people at that time talking about presence. But that's all within the illusion of the presence that you are. When we say illusion, we kind of get caught up because it's like illusion, but illusion is that which is not true. You watch the lady get sawed in half when the magician is doing it, and you say, "Ho, wow, that's amazing. How did he saw that lady in half?" Well, there was no sawing of this lady in half. It was the appearance of sawing in half. The illusion is an appearance that appears because of the body form you're seeing. Oh, there's things. And it's okay to use the body. Do your job, do your duties, carry on all your responsibilities. Bills come in, or this comes in, or some kind of stress happens, whatever. That's okay. It's coming and going, and you're not paying attention to it. Because you're no longer identified with a body, and you can't have a thought about you if you're nobody. Like the whole reason that the train of thoughts happens is because, oh, this is a thought about my work, John's work, identification with John and John's work. But if there's no identification with the body form, then what is John? Like, who are you without your body? You are yourself, and you are that now, whether you believe yourself to be a body or not, you are. And you're formless. You know you're formless through self-recognition. The presence, this subtle sense of presence can be known. Known by who? Known by you. That you are. Now try to know this knower of this sense of presence. This cannot be, because you are that. And that's the recognition and the projection, the self-evident you are. And you cannot get rid of that, you are. The entire world, boom, gone. You are. And completely unaffected. It's not like you felt the pain of a 8 billion people dissolving or anything like this. It just like waking up. That's why Maharaj says, you may see someone at a funeral in your dream and then see them the next day and they're quite alive. But in that dream state, it seemed really real. I attended your funeral last night and here you are. Where you dream about, some ancient time and you were a king or queen. And it, okay, but then you wake up and the entire scene, everything that occurred, even if the dream seemed like it was a long time, everything that occurred, it's spontaneously dissolved. And then, just as spontaneously, the conviction was this dream. I was not body. I am not body. I'm not going to remain the body. I never was a king or queen. It appeared that way at a time. Now I'm awake. But then you understand the waking state is also the dream within the dream, so to speak. But now you know yourself in a real sense. Just like at nighttime, you don't say, "Oh no, I'm having a bad dream," or "I'm having a dream," or whatever. No, when you wake up, it's finished. Maybe even your heart is racing a little bit if you have like a troubling dream or something, but you wake up, you know it's not true. If you were swimming, you wake up and you're not wet. If you were running, you wake up and you're not all out of breath and such. But yet, your heart may be racing because of the impression of body, the formlessness impressing through body. It, like Maharaj says, it's immediate. What you impress reflects. So, if you're running in your dream, you might wake up like, oh, wow. Especially if you're being chased. But it's very quick to understand it's not true.
But then the sleep dream, when you wake up, the dream disappeared. But this waking dream, when you even understand that it doesn't disappear, it's still there. The activity is happening. You think you're doing something. That personal dream is little easy because that whole group disappeared when I wake up.
But knowing yourself in a real sense,
Yes, that's the yes, little
that's.
tough than the sleep dream.
And it's the same. While the dream, you're saying that in the waking state, you lose fact that you're formless. Okay, in the
Correct.
dream state, also, you lose fact that you're formless.
Yes.
But it's very quickly realized upon waking, I was not body, none of this can be true. And the same with your own self. The more that this conviction is impressed and you go
Yes.
deeper and deeper and deeper in your selfless self, you can have your life and duties and job and activities and people and all that. But at the underlying basis, it's not true. I'm formless. I'm all these people. Some of these people are giving this body a hard time, but it's all these people, same as dream. And I can say I'm waking up, so to speak, just by refreshing the memories, as Maharaj
Yes.
says. Oh, okay. It appeared very real, but I've woken up. I know myself. You just have to touch base with yourself. That's why
Yes.
in our lineage, it's very important to continue with the bhajan,
Yes.
because that's getting in touch with your own self, that
Exactly.
energy, the spirit, the
Yes.
happiness of the
Yes.
bhajan,
And the mantra.
and the
Yes.
mantra.
Yes.
Just sitting with yourself, just I, just
Yes.
I. No matter. It's okay. Like maybe even a day or two goes by and you're like, oh, wow, this is just too much. But just like a dream. Okay. You've been dreaming for some time. Now you sit with yourself. You have to laugh. It's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. I let it start to impress.
Yes.
And now, it's not. I just sit quietly with myself. Because if you sit quietly with yourself, first the just I feeling, the sense of presence, the deepening, that black hole that you are, where there is no concept. And now you're not thinking about the illusion, you're not paying attention to the illusion. You just are, and anything that tries to be on the surface is just sucked in because you can't hold a concept. There's just nothing. So, whatever appeared so troubling, you just remain with yourself, with self. No matter what the activity is, you know you are.
Yes.
I was just speaking with someone the other day about when they say, like, enlightenment, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. There's no difference. It's not like some miraculous thing happens. It's simply you
Correct.
don't see the world. You say, oh, the world is not. I am. But there's still you there, as long as you're holding this body form, there's going to be the dream, the waking of
Yes,
dream.
yes, yes.
You just know that it's not true.
Yes.
So when they say the world disappears, it's because of that flow of thoughts identified with a particular body form as I that creates the so-called world, your individualized personal world, which is the illusion and is not true. The rest is just forms being created and destroyed and constantly, and you know it's all within your own self. This body is a lump of five elemental goo that's been fed and watered and grew like a plant. The sense of existence was known through body form. The concept of doership was impressed through doing good things, doing bad things. Yay, John, you're eating your carrots. Oh, bad, John, you don't eat your peas. The sense of doership, I do good, I do bad, and I am doing. But the true doer is not doing because you're formless. As in a dream, all of the people, you dream you're in a park, some people walking the dog, some people out on the lake doing canoe, some people having a picnic, some people just walking, some jogging. In the dream, there could be all sorts of activities, conversations, who knows? And yet, how? How were these little individuals carrying on all these activities and doing all these things? There was identification with the form within the formless reality. In because there's identification with the form, I'm this, that means there's a you are. That you wake up, you know it's not true. And you can even see how untrue it is with the dream consciousness creates solid.
Yes.
When
Yes.
you're in your dream, it's solid.
Yes.
And the waking state is the same. All arising formlessly. In the formlessness that you are, invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity that you are.
See, Johnson, this is like little funny, but when the garbage pickup comes and I see so many trash cans, so whole area picked up, then I wonder what where they're going to dump. There is a space they dump the garbage. Then I get little perturbed. Oh my God, so much land. Then I suddenly come to this understanding. There is no garbage dump. There is no garbage. I mean, it is there, but still, like you say, it gives me some peace. There's nothing. There is emptiness. All this imagination, powerful imagination came, the truck, the garbage. I feel little. That doesn't mean you become careless or make more garbage, but still, the understanding, nothing is happening. It's, such cases really, really. I get kind of peace, not worrying too much, and still being responsible in that dream, waking dream.
Yeah, do your job, do your duties,
Yes.
take care of all your responsibilities.
Yes.
Try to be a good steward of the earth, so to speak.
Yes,
This is
yes, yes.
okay, no problem.
Yes.
Maharaj says the form-based life has nothing to do with your spiritual life
Correct,
because the
correct.
spiritual life, all of this form is appearing within that you are.
Yes.
So do your job, do your duties. If you want to support some candidate or not support another candidate, or you want to raise funds to help something or do something, okay, but you don't get lost in it.
Lost in it.
You remain with your selfless self. This body's an instrument. And it experience, as long as you're holding a body, five elements come into play. And just like your car may be all nice and shiny clean, bird poops on your car. Then your car is not so shiny clean. You clean it again. Next time, there's wind, there's leaves, there's bumps in the road. All this sort of thing happens. But the you that you are, is not affected by this. Even you, if you're driving, suddenly it starts to pour down rain. You're sitting in your car, nice and dry. And yet the experience of rain is happening. In a similar fashion, you're formless. And this body, rain may be hitting this body, but it's not raining on you. And you can actually see this. That's it. If you remain with your selfless self, it's almost like if you're in the rain, because I have had this experience where it's like a roof and you feel the raindrops hitting, but there's just this knowing that there's just this, you're the formless holder of the body.
Correct, correct,
It
correct.
is literally the same as the rain hitting against the roof.
Yes. If the accident happens and people die in that vehicle accidents, then actually the body got injured. The formless, nothing to do. It's gone
Yeah,
from that
there's
body.
birth or death. The
Yes.
form is destroyed and it
Yes.
can no longer hold the essence of the I exist, but that new existence through that form is still existing. You know existence through this form, and then all of a sudden you see all these other forms because you've identified with a form and a world is created. My world. My personal world. John's job, John's car, John's clothes, my, I. John is nothing. It's a label to a body-based goo. The sense of existence is experienced through body form for a limited time. And then, as Maharaj says, the tenant, the lease is up. You have to give back this body. Then it goes back to the five elements. And again, the five elements are not an actual reality.
Yes,
They're
yes.
just like a dream. Their
Yes.
form appeared within the formless.
Yes.
So yeah, car accident is simply there's some body forms that are no longer animated by the presence. And Maharaj has said this too, like you think, okay, if this presence is pulled out of this body, this dead body,
Yes.
nobody's going to say, oh, well, John was so, let's not bury him. No, this landlord, as a matter of fact, is going to come in and whoop, goodbye. Somebody needs to claim this body.
Yes.
That's it. And that you that you are that pretended or believed for a time to be John, you never were John.
Yes.
You never were in the body or confined to the body. That's why even you say, oh, I'm leaving the body. This is not exactly, it's not, we say this only because we have to use words to explain
Yes,
that
yes,
which
yes.
is prior to words.
Yes.
Leaving the body implies going where? Oh, my soul is going to leave this body and walk out the door. And that's why Maharaj says, see yourself as formless, see the master as formless, and there is no separation. And master is not body form. Master is master. That's why Maharaj says, my master is ultimate truth. And that's not one specific body form. Master is your own selfless self. And Maharaj says, bow to your own selfless self. Put your hand on your head and bless yourself. Because you have no head. That's just like Nisargadatta Maharaj said about Siddharameshwar Maharaj. He has no feet. He said something about you're bowing to the feet or whatever. Oh, he has no feet. Like, but he's not saying like Siddharameshwar. He's saying my master.
He's powerless.
When, yeah, with body, without body, master is master. Only within the illusion, because you identify yourself with a body, you go to another body and you surrender the concept of being a body to that which already knows I am not body. But in reality, nothing's done. Like, there's no, like, oh, I surrendered the idea of being a body. But no, because even that is a concept. And that can get you stuck. That's why they say take one thorn to remove another thorn, but then make sure you throw both thorns out. Because otherwise, that one thorn, the thorn, oh, I've surrendered everything. I'm now in a surrendered state. I'm very in touch with my spirituality. I am. But no. Even to say I am realized is still within the illusion because there's something that has to declare a self-evident state as something apart from your own self. Concept of realization is a body-based concept. Body knowledge, body relations, body activity, and you are not a body. But don't take someone else's word for it.
Yes, you do.
Discover it for your own self. Because, like Maharaj says, if you just nod, oh, yes, Master, I'm not body, I'm not body. But you do know internal investigation. You know, investigating, you're not having doubts cleared. You're not being honest with the Master because you want to seem like you're very formless and all this sort of thing.
You
It
don't
is of no
work.
benefit.
No, yes.
Because everybody can tell you, oh, you're not body. You have to know. And Maharaj says beautifully, spend some time with you. Just die, just die.
In day-to-day life, before I used to just chit chat and all, but by and by there is no need to even if there is necessary talk. Otherwise, there's no need because there's nothing true here. Unnecessary chatter without knowing reduces, I feel in me, Unnecessary communication is not needed.
But while you're holding the body, you go to speak with people, they're speaking or whatever. I usually don't get involved in so much like little chit chat about different various things, but yeah, if there's communication,
Yeah,
then
normal
communication
is
seems to
fine.
come.
Yes. Not too much inquisitive curiosity. Everything falls off. You just interact casually.
That's why even like trying to be helpful or be of service or whatever, that should arise spontaneously in the moment. And if it does, okay. But it's not like, oh, you need to sit or do this or do that or whatever. In my everyday life, unless somebody comes directly to me and asks me how this is or how to work this or whatever. And then even then you have to speak at the level of the understanding
Yes.
based on a spontaneous reaction in the moment. Because you know that this other so-called person is not a person. And this
Yes.
is important too, because if
Yes.
egoistically you start to form the idea that you're helping others, or you start to form,
Yes.
oh, look at the power I have, as
Yes.
Maharaj says, this will ruin
Yes.
your spirituality because
Yes.
once again, and you're communicating with your own self. It would be like sitting and standing in the mirror and trying to convince the person in the mirror how spiritual you are and how you can be of service to them. And they should follow you. And yet, in the moment, someone says, oh, this terrible problem, or this or that, or like because of the program that I'm in with alcoholism, you know, we talk about prayer, we talk about all these things all the time, and trying to improve, so to
Yes,
speak. And so, whatever comes spontaneously.